US government and military leaders. One other headline, fears that Sudan and South Sudan may soon be at war have intensified after clashes spread to another area along their border.
Distribution of the BBC World Service in the U.S. is supported by Reputation.com. Reputation.com can remove unwanted Google links and delete personal information and help clients promote and market themselves and their businesses online. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Medtronic, searching for runners who benefit from medical technology to run in the Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon. Application and information available at Medtronic.com/globalheroes.
The program World Briefing was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Burlingame Home Inspection and Performance. Burlingame performs property inspections along with energy audits and ratings for Energy Star, tax credits, and efficiency mortgages, all utilizing infrared technology. More information is at cusaveenergy.com or 217-649-1173.
This is the Afternoon Magazine from Illinois Public Media. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft, our technical director. In WILL News at this hour, Governor Pat Quinn's working group on state employee pensions missed a deadline yesterday, but the governor and a member of the group say they're close to issuing their report. They're supposed to offer ideas for fixing the state's drastically underfunded pension systems. Details have been hard to come by, but House Speaker Michael Madigan says the debate has included talk of shifting some costs to public school districts and state universities.
If you look at the annual payment, this current payment the legislature will make to the state's pension systems, 78% of that payment goes to two systems where the members of the system never worked for the state of Illinois. They never got a paycheck from the state of Illinois.
A member of Quinn's pension working group would not discuss specifics, but said the proposal will likely affect current state employees. Meanwhile, it would be harder for the Illinois legislature to increase state employee pensions under a measure that won House committee approval yesterday. As Brian Mackey reports, House Speaker Michael Madigan is sponsoring the proposal.
The pension funds for state employees, teachers, and university officials are billions of dollars short of where they need to be. Because of that, Madigan wants to change the state constitution to increase the number of votes required to pass what are commonly referred to as pension sweeteners. Madigan, who has been Speaker of the House for most of the last three decades, says legislators and governors have been too quick to approve generous pension benefits.
You'll hear some people in the Capitol building say this is real tough medicine. Well, it is.
Unfortunately, it's the wrong medicine for the disease.
Henry Bayer is president of the largest labor union representing state employees. He says the problem is not overly generous benefits.
The problem is one of the failure to properly fund those pensions.
While state employees have retirement contributions deducted from every paycheck, the state has, in the past, skipped out on billions in employer contributions, using the money to pay for other programs instead. I'm Brian Mackey.
Champaign police are asking the public's help in locating a missing person. 62-year-old James Stout was last seen at Heartland Healthcare Center on East Springfield in Champaign Monday morning. He told staff he was heading outside to smoke, but he never returned. Police don't know if Stout left of his own accord or is in need of help. Stout is described as a 6-foot-tall white male with a thin build. Anyone with information about him is asked to contact Champaign Police or Champaign County Crime Stoppers. The Champaign City Council has signed off on a stormwater utility fee. Starting next spring, residents will pay roughly $5 to $15 a month for storm sewer operation and maintenance. Last night's 7-2 vote came after 2 hours of discussion, including concerns from about 50 members of the city's religious community. Reverend Claude Shelby of Salem Baptist Church asked council members to exempt churches. He says their financial support is far too shaky to be burdened with the fee.
We have nothing to do with the act of God as far as the weather goes. However, on the Sundays when God sends the rain that runs into the sewers or the snow or what have you, many of our members are not there, and if they're not there, their offerings are not there.
The two no votes came from Paul Faraci, who's concerned about the fee's effect on businesses, and Kyle Harrison, who says the cost will not be distributed evenly enough and feels credits and tax breaks tied to the fee could go further. Both also opposed the fee in February's study session. Mayor Don Girard says he knows the stormwater fee will help the city in the long run. Urbana City Council considers its own version of the stormwater fee at a study session on Monday. Champaign, Urbana-Normal, and the University of Illinois are teaming up to seek a special designation for the Mahomet Aquifer from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Naming the Mahomet Aquifer a sole source aquifer would recognize it as the primary water source for the majority of people living in the aquifer's 15-county area. And it might also make it more difficult for the Clinton landfill to win permission from the EPA to store hazardous PCBs at a site located over the aquifer. Champaign City Manager Steve Carter says other local governments might join the effort as well.
Some of the other folks we've been talking to, some of the other partners in relation to the landfill, weren't quite ready to move quite that quickly, but we wanted to get it started, and so we prepared a resolution, an intergovernmental agreement for the three of us, with the idea that other people could add on to that as they made their decisions.
The Champaign City Council voted last night to join the sole source aquifer case. Urbana-Normal and the U of I have already decided to participate. The cities and the university will share the cost of investigating whether the Mahomet Aquifer is eligible for sole source status, and if so, hiring a legal counsel to help with a formal application to the EPA. A retired Southern Illinois couple has claimed the third and final share of last month's record $656 million Mega Millions jackpot. Illinois lottery officials introduced Merle and Patricia Butler at a ceremony in their hometown of Red Bud, where they bought the winning ticket for the March 30th drawing. The couple chose to accept the prize as a lump sum payment of $111 million after taxes. They bought a $3 quick pick ticket at the Motor Mart convenience store in Red Bud, which is about 40 miles southeast of St. Louis. The Butlers say they might take a vacation but have no plans to move away from their hometown. That's our noon hour look at WILL News. Our next report this afternoon at 4:30 during All Things Considered.